The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Summer is coming. I can feel it in the chill that clings to the face of the earth. Every breath is revealed, hands made raw from the constant cracking in the dry, or constant washing in the dry air, and the world is buried under a frozen pall of white. Summer is coming. I can see it in the skies. The sun hides its face before dinner is on the table. The stars have begun their winter dance, and the trees have given up their splendor to stand in humility before the world. Many will see what I have seen and despair, because the frigid darkness descends as if in judgment on things that have been. Some will see what I have seen and dare to hope, because they know these things must take place before the world can receive the abundant life of summer in its fullness. So it will be when the Son of Man comes to a world at home in the frozen depths of winter. Signs of God's looming judgment will strike terror in many hearts. The sun and the moon will falter, wreaking havoc on the tides and causing people to faint with fear. The sure-footed guiding stars will stumble in their dance, filling many with dread. Everything that was predictable, everything that was dependable, everything that was comfortable will give way before the Son of Man, whose coming into the world unleashes chaotic floodwaters like a spring thaw. The torrents will be inescapable for all who are caught unprepared. The sudden thundering surge will sweep away all who neglect prayer and are preoccupied with the concerns of everyday life. The floodwaters will overwhelm all who binge on earthly goods. And all who are paralyzed by the head-throbbing sobriety of the morning after will be swallowed up by the tides. The day of the Son of Man, Jesus teaches, will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. There is no sidestepping it. There is no avoiding it. There is only prayerfully preparing for it. We spend a lot of time preparing during Advent, yet it's often the kind of preparation that dwells on everyday concerns. Questions like, what present would she like? Or where can I get the best deal? Or when will we see everyone? Or how will I find time to do everything? dominate the weeks leading up to Christmas. Retailers are taking full advantage of our concerns. Many hourly workers had their Thanksgiving celebrations cut short by floods of Black Friday shoppers seeking a head start on those doorbuster deals. Home Depot is empowering customers to bring more joy to the world with the ability to search for products on a camera phone and free two-day home delivery. A new decorating trend which replaces the traditional evergreen trees with photogenic black trees is sweeping social media. Our prayerful attention often goes no further than our own homes, our own families, and our own traditions, save perhaps for our obligatory nod to the poor with a charitable contribution. These preparations, which capture our imaginations, are often infused with the echoes of childlike wonder that we knew in our youth. Yet the child in the manger invites us to a different kind of preparation, a kind of preparation full of its own wonder and imaginings. Heaven and earth will pass away with all of their worries and all of their traditions, but Jesus' words will not pass away. He invites us to look past the icy reflection of what is, to consider and to prayerfully imagine the kingdom that will be. The kingdom of God is the world's future. It is a future full of abundant life and greatest blessing. Life in the kingdom is eternal, without fear, without limit. The dark veil of condemnation has no place there, and it is consumed by the Son of Man's brilliant light. He redeems the world from winter bondage so that all may live in the realm of eternal summer. There, justice will be granted to all who were treated unfairly in this life. Enemies will be reconciled, and we will see God face to face, knowing nothing but righteousness and holiness. Without prayerful attention to the scriptures and to the daily concerns of our lives, we remain encased in winter and will be swept away by the spring floods when the Son of Man draws near. Yet we can prepare for his arrival by looking with wonder for places that the kingdom of God is already breaking in. The Son of Man is bringing the warm breeze of the kingdom to our winter-worn world. By faith, we hear the ice around us cracking as the kingdom of God breaks through. The ice around us groans wherever God's generosity is not appreciated through binging, but through mercy for our neighbors in their hour of need. The ice around us heaves wherever joy is not spread through satisfying our passions with earthly pleasures, but through seeing lives redeemed by the passion of Jesus Christ. The ice around us shifts wherever people are less concerned with life in the spotlight than with the life which remains evergreen. As the Son of Man brings the kingdom ever nearer, this present age of ice and snow will be transformed into the likeness of spring. We will know that the kingdom of God is near when the adulterous permafrost on which this world now rests begins to thaw. God will raise all who are entombed beneath the ice to new life. Hearts hardened against God and neighbor will soften with compassion. The humble will be clothed with the budding glory of eternal life, and works of mercy will begin to blossom among all households and all nations. The glacial powers which have colonized the earth and shaped the fortunes of all will recede. Justice will flow across the land like a swiftly running river, and hymns of praise to Christ will rise like birdsong around the world. All who are at home in winter we'll see nothing but judgment and death in the inevitable thaw. All who long for the eternal summer of God's kingdom will find hope in the coming of the spring. As followers of Jesus, we are people of the spring. We live with one foot in the passing winter of this world, and the other foot in the summer of the world to come. We can no more bring the kingdom of God to earth than we can bring about summer in the middle of winter. But Jesus is bringing the kingdom without our aid. His resurrection from the dead is the first sign of spring. And we have the joy of cooperating with him wherever we see new life budding in the world. We can only do this faithfully if we are engaged constantly in prayer. For all who pray are awake. All who are attentive to the word of God and to the times we live in will be ready for the spring thaw. Now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to plant the seed of God's word. It is time to rediscover the eternal. It is time to reimagine the future. The Spirit is calling us through the gospel of Jesus Christ to turn from wasteful ways of living so that we are ready to receive the child in the manger and the kingdom he brings. Summer is coming. I can hear it in the faithful proclamation of Jesus Christ around the world. Sins are being forgiven. Lives are being renewed. And the faithful continue to trust God through Christ even when they seem to have no earthly reason for doing so. Summer is coming. And I can see it in the skies. For the bright morning star has risen over Bethlehem. The darkness of death is being rolled back. And the glory of God is manifested on earth through the faith of the church. Many will see what I have seen and despair, because everything that they trusted in is melting away. Some will see what I have seen and dare to hope, because through faith they can feel the warm breeze of summer blowing in from the kingdom of God.